Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
So, I got one for you, boss.
Oh, yeah?
What's black, white, and dented all over?
I give up.
The company truck. I know, but thanks to our agent, we've already submitted an insurance claim and can track the status right from the app. Auto owners pays what they owe without any hassle.
Lucky for you, that's simple human sense.
Ask your independent agent if auto owners make sense for you.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're gonna find
it. They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Ooh. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
So while we're talking about whether yesterday was a Stefanski loss, which I echo the idea that the offense is vanilla, I also wonder if there are very valid reasons why the offense is as plain can be, even if at some point you're hoping for growth and just something. Give me something that says, you know, six games into the season, you've made progress offensively. I also continue to go back to how could you scheme up when this is your offensive line?
That's the hard part.
The whole thing was built on the offensive line going back to who they were when Callahan was here. And even if it wasn't top 10, give me top 15. Well, they're bottom three. It's as bad as you can possibly be, from penalties to silly mistakes to just not blocking guys. Like, I don't know how much I can put on anybody when that's your offensive line.
If I never saw KT Levinson play again, I'd be a pretty happy person. Four different left tackles in six games, six different starting offensive line combinations through six games. It's been a disaster. And by the way, I don't know why anyone thought you could rely on Jack Conklin before the season got underway. Can we just all collectively say you can't rely on Jack Conklin?
Man, that was not a good day for Jack Conklin in the group chat, by the way. Just many of the chats were out on Conklin when he left that game. And
he's just unreliable. He has been for every year he's been with the Browns. He's been that guy, and for some reason they refuse to acknowledge it.
He was also bad yesterday. That was like KT Leviston is one of the worst. We're talking Desmond Harrison bad. And that said, Jack was not that much better than him yesterday. It was a really rough day. Mm-hmm. Whether that's owed to him playing through injury or whatever, it just wasn't. It just wasn't very good on any level. Now, that said, it's very rare that you hear an opposing head coach come out and have a criticism of a division opponent, of a team in their conference, just another GM at all. Well, Mike Tomlin today, getting ready for his next up and kind of cycling through what happened this weekend, kind of criticize and try to wrap his head around the Browns trading Joe Flacco in the division.
You know, to be honest, it was shocking to me. Andrew Berry must be a lot smarter than me or us, because it doesn't make sense to me to trade a quarterback that you think enough of to make your opening day starter to a division opponent that's hurting in that area. But that's just my personal feelings.
I really wish that I could just mother bleep Tomlin and be like, you know, stay in your lane. No, he's right. He's right. And listen, I don't want to do the reactionary thing of Joe Flacco was passable in Cincinnati yesterday and they made it sort of a game in Green Bay. I don't want to do that, because you and I both said, hey, there's a chance that guy goes to Cincinnati and is a better quarterback because the context is better, even if the O-line isn't better. At the same point, yeah, this is another bit of criticism that is deserved at Andrew Berry and not Kevin Stefanski. We said last week how hard of a job Kevin Stefanski had coming off the London game, but also, hey, one of your team leaders, Joe Flacco, just got traded two to the division within the damn week as well.
All right, so I have a lot of thoughts based off of this, and I just want to see where you take it. First one being the idea that maybe he's just mad that there was an interdivision trade, and he's like, I got to be better than the Bengals whenever Joe Burrow gets healthy, and this makes my life harder, and that's why he's pointing it out. The other thing is the idea that he's just helping out Kevin Stefanski because it's almost like a band of brothers coaching fraternity type thing. And the only flaw I'd have in that is that if you really believe Stefanski was a good coach, you wouldn't go to bat for Kevin Stefanski. You would want him gone. You would want him out of the division. So like, it's a fun sentiment to be like, oh, I'm helping him out because that's what coaches do. Because of course I'm going to make fun of Andrew Berry, the GM, and I'm going to try to save Kevin Stefanski's bacon. Hey, you want to save Kevin Stefanski's bacon because Mike Tomlin has never lost to Kevin Stefanski in Pittsburgh in the regular season. Like, you want to save Kevin Stefanski's bacon because he's 4-19 over his previous 23 games. That's why you might want to save Kevin Stefanski's bacon.
Can I also say maybe it's Mike Tomlin hating analytics as much as he hates anything? Because Mike Tomlin does not seem like a guy that's like, hey, could you give me a dot for this week?
This is even the Andrew Berry side of things, though. Shouldn't he be, like, as long as Andrew Berry and Kevin Stefanski are in Berea and are running the show along with Dee Podesta and everyone else, Tomlin's life is going to be on easy street, is it not?
No, I don't think Tomlin is concerned at any point on anything the Browns do or the Bengals do for that matter.
But if the Ravens did, I think it'd be different. But I think you got to worry about the Bengals because if Joe Burrow gets back and if Joe Flacco actually is able to, I don't know, just win 50% of the games and have you down the stretch. I mean, there's going to be a time where the Steelers faceplant and this division might be 8-9 wins in order to win this thing. Joe Burrow, if Joe Flacco can do his part, they'll be competitive down the stretch there.
I mean, if I'm Mike Tomlin, I've won 187 games, or 188 games in, or no, 187 games in damn near 20 years in the job. I've won a Super Bowl. I'm consistently 500 or better. At this point, I think he's just shooting from the hip. I don't think there's any machinations behind it. I think he's just like, yeah, if the team had done that, I might have quit. I think he might just be looking at Kevin Stefanski and be like, man, bub, you got a bad. You're being like the call is coming from within the house.
There's a sympathy there. And yes, that might be the truth. You know, when you're in a job long enough and you have enough power the way that he has and he's comfortable enough within his skin, maybe you can get away with saying something like that. But I did think it was interesting. The immediate, coach taken out for coach type mentality. It's like, well, maybe he's just not threatened by Kevin Stefanski at all. And so he's like, all right, I'll stick up for Stefanski here.
Now, here's where...
Maybe Stefanski will be my offensive coordinator a year from now.
I don't think that was a Kevin Stefanski loss per se. I think that was an organizational loss. I think that loss had been 5+ years in the making, and a lot of it has to do with the crappy decision-making of Andrew Berry. You just can't run from it. And the hell of it is, I think Andrew will survive this. I don't think Kevin will, because that's how the NFL works. And so I think
we also have to figure out was Berry advised to make this year the poison pill year and to basically enter it with all the known problems that we already knew going into it?
Why would you even have to do that? You can just be like, hey, Andrew, go build that great roster that we think you're going to build. You got it, buddy. And then just watch him build one of the rosters that he's built that hadn't worked out well.
Yeah, I guess so. But like, I looked at like when Ben Johnson went from the Lions to the Bears, and instantly he looked at the defense and offensive lines and said, okay, I'm going to spend a lot of money there. And he did. He bought five different pieces between the defensive and offensive line and immediately turned that thing around in many respects for at least those positions. Like, he knew. We weren't breaking news to Andrew Berry that when you made no offseason additions when it came to the offensive line and minimal additions when it came to the wide receiver that this was going to go this way. He knew.
216-474-0092 was yesterday Kevin Stefanski loss. Let's go with James in Cleveland. Welcome to the show, buddy. What you got for us?
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey, man.
Oh, man. I'm just every Monday we got to do better. We got to coach better. He's not doing any better. He has to go. Jim Schwartz has to be the interim head coach. And I don't know. It's sad watching these guys every Sunday not being able to score points.
Yeah, I think to your point there, James, and this gets back to kind of the initial idea of we didn't know they were going to be this bad. Meaning, and thank you for the call, we knew you were going to be 1-5, but we had hoped you would at least be watchable, right? Like, that was the bar. Competitive, watchable, whatever you want to say. But, like, here's the problem with the Jim Schwartz stuff. If you make Jim Schwartz the interim coach, and then you don't make him the full-time head coach, you're going to lose him. I think one of the most important things I think one of the most important things you have to have coming out of this season is Jim Schwartz as your defensive coordinator long term. And
listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
So, got one for you, boss.
Oh, yeah?
What's black, white, and dented all over?
I give up.
The company truck. I know, but thanks to our agent, we've already submitted an insurance claim and can track the status right from the app. Auto owners pays what they owe without any hassle.
Lucky for you, that's simple human sense.
Ask your independent agent if auto owners make sense for you.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
And if in the future somebody hires him a head coach, well, that's a different thing. But, like, I'll be honest with you, I think we're past an interim head coach. I don't think there's a point. I think if they're going to save the season, I think Stefanski, and I can't believe this, I think he deserves the right to be the guy to try and lead that turnaround. I don't think it's going to happen, and you know where that's going to go. But I think given the groceries he was given with the cook, he at least deserves that ability, especially against Miami and then New England. I think it's, I can't remember who the third game. Maybe that's the Ravens again after that.
It's the Ravens. Yeah, I think it's going to look like, because we know Haslam wants to play both Dylan and Shador. If Dylan just struggles, if he struggles and Stefanski refuses to take him out, that's where maybe I could see the change. If not, then I agree with you. He gets the whole way.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Honeymoon, here we come. Where's our car?
It's been stolen.
We'll call our insurance agent. I'm right here.
Oh, hey, Jen. You got our invite.
Love the dress.
Are we covered for this?
Of course. That's why you chose Auto Owners. We work together to get the right coverage. So when the unexpected happens, you know you're covered.
That's simple human sense.
Now, how do we get to the airport?
Take mine.
Thanks, Jen.
Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners make sense for you.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.